title, Expert Opinions on How Long It Takes to Get the ISO 14001 Certifications Body Content. If you are currently asking Google how long it takes to get ISO 14001 certification, you might get random results showing different results. The common answer you will find is 6 months to 2 years. The approximate time for completing this certification process depends on how a company skillfully and effectively incorporates the ISO standard clauses in its day-to-day operations. If you are in search of a reliable answer, then you must comprehend certain factors, which are crucial to regulatory compliance. First, you must be aware of the fundamental purpose, roles, and responsibilities of the ISO 14001 standard. It is the global management standard for environmental sustainability control. Companies that want to reduce their yearly carbon footprint need assistance with clauses set by the International Environment Management Certification of the ISO 14001. The time the certification takes depends on the current system inside company and how it performs in minimizing the amount of carbon wastage. The following blog will discuss the phases that are mandatory for the certification and the time a company consumes minimally to complete all the critical phases of accreditation. The ISO 14001, just like other international business management standards, have 10 clauses along with their requirements. To have an idea about the deadline that you can set, get into the regulatory clauses. What are the 10 clauses of the ISO 14001? Clause 1 and 2, normative references and the scope of the ISO 14001 system in the company in terms of normative references, mission, vision, customer profiles, and rivals are to be determined and evaluated. Clause 3, terms and definitions. Relevant terms and definitions in the following areas must be listed by the management team. Organizations, leadership, and communication planning support operations performance evaluation. Clause 4, organizational context. The management team must organize a review meeting to determine internal and external threat factors. Also, all interested parties, stakeholders, and their target points are to be recognized and documented. For continual improvement of the existing eco-conscious programs or implementation of new systematic measures for reducing energy wastage, the management needs contingency plans. Clause 5, leadership. To ensure stakeholders understand the eco-friendly initiatives and demonstrate their productivity, the management team must establish a leadership team. A group of seasoned and charismatic management trainees is employed to communicate, generate awareness, and ensure every interested party and stakeholder department cooperates and participates. Their primary job is to promote proactivity and drive productivity. Clause 6, planning for risk identification, assessment, and management is the sixth major requirement. In terms of planning, organizational management must design a strategy including measures to reduce the occurrence of disruptive events and emergencies. Clause 7, support. In terms of support, management needs to procure human, technical, energy, and financial resources. Clause 8, operations. According to this clause, each activity must be assessed and evaluated to signify the environmental impact of each of them. Operations for manufacturing, product disposal, energy usage, and transportation are therefore responsible for reducing the carbon impact. Management must plan to prepare their stakeholder team and respond to varied emergencies as per the risk assessment. Clause 9, performance evaluation. The management team, with the help of the leadership team, will monitor and measure performance. Internal audit and management review programs are conducted for a seamless evaluation. Clause 10, continual improvement. For continual improvement, companies need to prepare checklists and perform reviews. Each stakeholder team will need to join meetings and share their opinions for helping the authoritative body to outline existing loopholes. How long does it take to get the ISO 14001 certification? With the help of certified consultants, a company can easily meet the clauses in less than 3 months. However, a 6-month period is considered for the completion. To find optimal professional support for attaining the ISO 14001 clauses, contact us at Compliance Help. We are a premier firm for achieving any ISO certification in Australia. Our bespoke solutions for ISO and other global certifications are ready to make the seemingly exhausting process of accreditation comfortable and on the clear. Your questions about how long it takes to get the ISO 14001 certification with the help of professional masters. From basic consultation to audit and analysis, we will cover everything. Get help to clear your questions and challenges regarding the clauses of the ISO 14001 standard.